brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get to Sean here in a moment. First, we're going to get to Steve and others. We'll take calls while Bob Chapman's on with us, breaking down all the big developments in the economy. MF Global, the Euro, the open announcement of Bank of the World, what that means, what the next phase will be. But finishing up with George in Florida, he was getting his graduate degree in finance, and I've talked to people who've done this, and the same thing happens. In fact, they have specialized schools, if you get into upper management, where you then go to private groups, even above the School of Economics in London, where you're then taught how things really work. And it's all very simple. It's all hidden in plain view, but you're just not told about it. And so George was saying he brought up the big mega central banks, how they control it all, how there was a level above what was being taught. And he was called aside and told, do not go there. Do not bring this up. See, when you break through, like in the Truman Show, and go, whoa, you mean I'm in a controlled, limited reality, an artificial habitat? I mean, that's what it is. It's like, aren't you into the I was on the trip, and we went on a horseback ride, and the guy was real nice, but he was like, how about them Cowboys? You like the Cowboys? And I said, not really. And he went, oh, man, I'm a big fan. Wow. And I said, it's not that I dislike the Cowboys. It's that I've broken with it. I can't get excited about something that's meant to be a distraction. Do you understand that? And he didn't understand. I mean, when you figure out that your life is not your own and it's controlled and false and you see the authoritarianism growing by design, you want to stop it. And now they're just like, yeah, let's get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Just 5 years ago, they'd be like, we're not getting rid of that. Now it's like, yeah, we are getting rid of it. It's bad. You see videos of cops going, I don't want to hear about the Constitution. Taser. Bzz, judges saying it. Judges ruling the Constitution is not admissible in this courtroom. I mean, these are criminals. People are like, I can't believe they're doing it. Of course they're doing it. It's a takeover. They've got to. They're all going to prison if they don't. You got it? They're not going to back off. They're trying to take us down. We're not playing patty cake here. Patty cake, baker's man. Roll them up, put them in the pan. Mark them and prick them, put a bee. Put it in the oven for baby and me. We're not playing nursery rhyme here. You can't be told. You just got to experience it, some of you. And don't worry, you will. And that's when we're going to win. George in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. I know, I'm going back to George. Go ahead and finish up your point.
Yeah, sure. I'll finish it up, Alex. Basically, the thing that I was going to, like, the thing you talk about is that walking around in a daze. And when I talk to my friends, it's like this strong delusion has just been falling over people. But slowly but surely, there are people waking up.
Yes.
The last point that I do, man, and I'd say this, is that, man, I pray for their delusion, confusion, and ultimately their destruction. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, George. Yeah, people are under a grand delusion. Steve in Michigan, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've been waiting for 2.5 years to talk to you. I've just recently graduated from mass communications journalism school, so I understand all the manipulations of the mass media. I'm not going to wait on anybody to help me do my job for me. I know what needs to be done. They need to be exposed. I'm trying to get that done, but I'm just me.
I'll tell you how to get an audience of 1 million people a week right now. You want to know how to have an audience of 1 million people a week within 1 year? You want to hear, Sean, how to get 1 million? Or no, Steve in Michigan. Steve in Michigan, you want to know how to get 1 million listeners a week within 1 year guaranteed?
Yes, I do. And I have a question also.
I'm going to finish up with you and then go to Bob Chapman, who we just got on the line. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
Oh, Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we will continue with your calls with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. We're going to look at the economy, look at MF Global. We haven't gotten Bob's take since this broke in the last few weeks, since he wasn't with us last Friday. We're going to go to Bob here in just a moment, get into the whole Syria situation with Russian and, quote, U.S., the U.S. is bankster. Bankster-controlled U.S. ships, bankster-occupied America ships. Literally, it's occupied America facing off with the crony Russian system, another mafia, but not as powerful or as sophisticated, therefore not as big a threat over the new peacekeeping bombing that the loving West wants to do in Syria, because they care so much about humanitarian things, of course. That's why they met in Egypt while they're machine-gunning crowds to talk about the rumors about the Syrians might have abused a butterfly or something. Just all hypocrisy, all just not even a veil of cover-up. They just do it all out in the open now with the hyper-hypocrisy on display. But Steve in Michigan called in, and Steve was getting into he's graduated with his RTF communications degree, and he was talking about how he's not going to wait. He wants to reach out to people. He had a question. And I don't know what his question is. I haven't gotten to him yet. But I said, Steve, let me tell you how to have 1 million viewers a week right now. It'll take a year, but you will have 1 million viewers a week. 1 million viewers a week. on YouTube. And I've got hundreds of ideas like this that guaranteed I have beta tested in my brain by testing other systems that I haven't even implemented yet. Okay? Now, let me tell you, and I've already tested this idea out and not done it because I'm too busy. I've already talked to local former rodeo star, talked to his brother. They've got the big ranch to do it on. They're interested, and then I got too busy and didn't do it. And I told them 10 million viewers a week conservatively in 1 year. That's if I was doing it. But it would be a whole other division that they would be the host of, the stars of. People say, well, why not go straight to TV? Well, there's a bigger audience online, and you don't have to mess with the limited slots on TV. There's all this fake prestige goes with it. You know, some reality show person has 3 million viewers a week. They're big megastars. That's the system trying to prop itself up. You get 3 million viewers a week on YouTube, you're nobody. Now, I'm going to go to Bob Chapman here, but I'm going to finish up with Steve briefly. Okay, here's the big idea for everybody out there. Okay? And quite frankly, you can't even oversaturate this. Because it'll just sell the culture of liberty. I've run into all these talk show hosts over the years who would literally bend over backwards to try to make stuff up about me, incredible confabulations, lies, thinking that if they got Alex Jones off the radio, that would somehow my audience would go over to them. What morons. Alex Jones makes the liberty movement bigger for everybody. Ron Paul makes the liberty movement bigger for everybody. Bob Chapman makes it bigger. On and on and on. You make the pie bigger. That's a win-win-win freedom wavelength, not the tyranny. It's a limited pie. Let's cannibalize our self-system. So, see, I'll give you my ideas here because I don't care. I care about the information. And you can implement this. And whoever implements it the best will do the best. In fact, you could probably get 20 million viewers a week doing this if you did it right. I guarantee I could have 10 million viewers a week, which is a big TV show by any stretch of imagination, on YouTube platform alone within 1 year of implementing this. Okay? Ready to hear the idea? Companies, by the way, major networks have asked me to consult for them, and I've said no. Okay? The system knows I know how to build an audience, okay? And I won't work for the enemy. So I'm going to give you information here that's extremely valuable. This is just one of literally unlimited ideas, okay? You got to get a piece of property, at least preferably 500 yards, in an area where there's no laws against shooting firearms. And you've got to shoot cans of Coca-Cola, pumpkins, exploding human targets you call zombies. Folks are doing that. People love long shots, 1,000 yards, 2,000 yards, 3,000 yards. You can get local gun shops because they're a sponsor at first to be on it, and they let you borrow the new firearms every week. You go out, and even if you don't have the skills to shoot, you go find somebody that does, a local gunsmith or something. And you do that for a year straight, and don't get on power trips and fight with each other and stuff and have a contract. And you put those up on the internet, you will have 1 million views a week if you are terrible. If you name it right and take action, just put basic energy into it. Power in this universe is about doing things over and over again. It's about commitment. Beating a drum. It's about who wants it the most. Who'll go the longest. I have watched for years these shooting videos on the internet. And, I mean, some of these things are getting 15 million views apiece, the average about 500,000. And, I mean, this is stuff that probably costs these videos $100, $200 to produce each one. And it's unlimited. There are people with very low talent getting millions of views on there. Now, once you've established your audience, you slip the Patriot information into it. Then you start a new political division of the YouTube channel where you sit around and talk about the New World Order and then say, next, here's our video. And now you get those millions of people into the new thing. Now, there you go. Valuable consulting information for you right there. And I could right now launch this. Right now. Right now I could launch this with celebrities, you know, in the whole redneck kingdom.
endlessly. I could have a TV deal within a year from now and wouldn't even take the TV deal because it wouldn't make as much money as a YouTube channel with sponsorship. You notice my YouTube channel doesn't have sponsors. I've chosen not to. This would be a consumer and would also sell the culture of liberty bonanza. There you go. So there you go. Now, Steve, I can only give you about a minute because Bob Chapman's holding. You said you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, I've heard you say at least 100 times in the last 2.5 years that Tom Ridge got on C-SPAN and said that the police state was going to be implemented. It was just a matter of time. But is that video out there somewhere? Is it?
Now, I told the story. This was in like 2002. I was recording on VHS at my house. I watched off and on 2 hours of it. It was him with big round tables. You can now search C-SPAN. You look for Tom Ridge, something like Economic Council, or say he was meeting with all these CEOs. And he just said, you're going to have an ID to get a job. We're going to have checkpoints on the highways for your safety. Homeland Security will run every facet. And I've been saying that for 9 years since I saw it. Now it's all now they announced they're doing all of it. So it doesn't even really matter if you can't dig up that video. I've been on air for 9 years saying it, and now it's happening. So there's your answer. But somebody can dig it up.
Yeah. Is there also somebody's email there that we can email to maybe ask for links whenever, you know,
I sure wish we did. You know, I appreciate your call, sir. Are you saying you want me to provide you proof of everything I say? I mean, my crew send you stuff?
No. It's so hard to find links.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I am busier than a one-legged man in the you-know-what kicking contest. I am trying to get enough money in here to hire and then train the right crews to where I can have 10 reporters, not 2 or 3, and to where I can find people that are skilled to basically intensify what I'm doing. It isn't about making Alex Jones a big kahuna, you know, in media. It's about a system resisting them, teaching others how to resist. And then people say, give us a link. You just asked for a link 9 years old. C-SPAN just recently in the last year came up with a system where you can search pretty much anything by name. I mean, I don't even know what to say. 95% of what I've covered here today, I've shown you the news article. Now, if you ask me for something 9 years from now, I'm going to have to tell you, you have to go find it. I mean, you're saying it's so hard to find links. There is every day, there's an eruptive amount of information on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, at this point, we're not even trying to prove there's a global government anymore. They're announcing it. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, thanks for holding while I tried to answer that guy's question. You're with us for the next 40-plus minutes. What do you make of, and I've got the big stacks here, and I guess I could read them to the fella, where they're announcing banking dictatorship worldwide and just kind of announcing like it's no big deal, private banks headed up by Goldman Sachs will now rule the planet, and you'll pay your taxes directly to them, and countries can't get out of it, and the euro will control what the countries do now. And it's an open tyranny, Bob. Everything we said has come true, and I guess some of the public will probably ask us for links to it.
Well, they kind of have to go look for themselves because we're too busy to do that. But I think a lot of that is just first-grade propaganda. I don't think they're really in a position to move into that as yet. And that is starkly shown up in the situation that's going on in Europe. I mean, these people don't know what to do. They are really stuck. They put it all together, and it doesn't work.
That's right. They always sold themselves on they'd wreck the system, and then they'd come out on top. But now that they've actually driven the bus off the cliff, things aren't going so well, Bob.
Well, that is the end of statement of the week, of the year, whatever. And the point is this. They created a monster. What was it? A natural, unnatural association. All the members in the Eurozone had to have public debt of 3% of GDP or less, and they knew darn right well that half of them couldn't meet that. Then they had one interest rate for everybody, which was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, Germany's paying 3.5%
of self-paper. Let's talk about that, Bob Stather, coming right back to you. Let's talk about what's happening in Europe. Will it melt down? What comes out of that? You predicted this 3 years ago or more. And then we're going to get into MF Global. Now it's $3 billion missing, and they're saying you're not getting your money back. We'll be right back at theinternationalforecaster.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And then your phone calls, Bob Chapman. Bob, I want to get into the euro and what's happening over there. And I mean, I've got the quotes here about global takeover by Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs conquers Europe, conquers them. They sold them the fraud and got their agents in every position. And now there's riots over austerity. But I want to get into MF Global. We haven't gotten your take on this. I knew it would be big 2 weeks ago, driving down stock markets worldwide, farmers getting out of commodities, Reuters reporting it's causing a crash there. Why wouldn't they pay back the billion, $3 billion, now it's up to $3 billion. Why wouldn't they pay it back? I mean, they've got to know it's going to destroy confidence. Bob Chapman.
I think maybe part of the intention here was twofold, and there's no way we can prove this at this point. But I thought from the very beginning that the United States government might have been involved in this. And Corzine was probably given a guarantee that, look, you do this for us and we'll cover for you and so on and so forth. Second of all, I think they might have wanted to damage that system. And it's a system that they can't totally control. And I think they would like to control it totally. And the way of doing that is causing problems with the industry.
You're incredible. So for those that don't know, they want to destabilize the entire derivatives commodity market so they can get more regulatory control, which means more insider trading control. So they can game the casino even better. That's why Corzine and the head of the CFTC who's involved in it have been authorized to say we're keeping the money and that's the way it is to destroy confidence.
Exactly. And as far as the CME is concerned, Gerald Celente has pointed out with former tapes of Terry, whatever his name is, that they were bragging they have $100 billion and they can insure anything. Well, why aren't they insuring it? They're obviously part of this. But I do think it's going to drive a lot of people out of that futures market, and that's a good thing. Because the least amount of power they have, the better. Of course, in those commodity contracts, you've never had any safety whatsoever because, quite frankly, they were never worth the paper they were written on. And that was because the CME, which owns COMEX, could at any time override anything that was in the rule book. And so you really didn't have any protection. That doesn't exist in general markets.
So is this a test balloon, even though he'd already gotten the money and it was in his sequestered, segregated account? Is this a test balloon then? Because if you're saying it's good to run speculators out, why would the system want to do this then?
I don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know yet, including will anybody get paid? Would they just come out and say there's $3 billion missing? Yesterday they said that they were going to pay 60% of the money back by the 15th of December. It's one story after another. It's something you have to watch unfold. But I
yeah, it looks like a rope-a-dope. You're right. I mean, it looks like a rope-a-dope because they said 2 weeks ago they were going to pay it back that week and didn't.
Yeah, that's another thing, which is the extension of time in order, what do we do next? We don't know. And that's the same thing that's going on in Europe as well. And it's because they just don't know. And I can't help but think, you know, Corzine is smart, obviously, because of his background. If nothing else, you know he is. Why would he make a one-way bet that was an obvious loser? Now, the government could have said, look, we want you to take that money over there and do this. Go long those bonds that are in serious trouble.
Yeah, because somebody else gets the money. So it's just a transfer of all the investors' money to the casino.
To help stabilize that market in Europe that they weren't capable of doing even through the ECB at that time. And that's what I think the government was originally up to. And then they finally said, well, we're going to do these other things, so we're going to take it down. And don't worry, you'll be well taken care of. And they do those things. You know, 2 years later, everybody forgets.
Stay there. I want to see the grand design here with Bob Chapman on the other side of this quick break. And we'll get more into the other facets of the economy, the war that's building up with Syria. Well, that's going to signify the Russian signal. It's a red line. Don't cross it. And your phone call straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock tonight, a special report.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Be optimistic, be positive. If you're about to be dropped into a pit of piranhas, you need to get out of that situation, not be optimistic of, oh, maybe the piranhas won't eat me today. Because actually, I've read about piranhas. Sometimes they don't attack. You got like a 50-50 chance you drop in the pit of piranhas that they're not going to start biting. But if that first one bites and there's blood in the water and they smell it, it's over. And the elite have written all these books, publications. We talk about them. We read the quotes all the time. We publish them. We make special reports about them. I make films about them, about how we're trash. They're going to do all this and break up our families and how they're going to set up a world banking system and implode it to bring in austerity. Club of Rome, 1963. And I'm watching them do it all. And I don't want to go there. I don't want this to happen. So I am as negative and nasty sounding as I can be, because as negative and nasty as I can be about these people using the facts, it can't approach the reality. It's still just words. You know, living in an African country, most of them, it's absolute hellhole. They don't have any due process, any basic rights. Living in many areas of the Middle East is that way. Living in many areas of Latin America. Liberty and freedom and rule of law, good law, brings incredible wealth. You take that away, folks, it's like taking oxygen out of the room. And I'm telling you, you need to be a leader in your area. Like, we put it back on screen. Somebody went up and put a bunch of graffiti up on the side of the billboard pushing Colin Powell and Rudy Giuliani with the stupid Get Motivated events that are $1.95, clearly a big brainwashing session. I've watched clips of it online. Somebody went up there and put war criminals, you know, up there, point out they're a bunch of liars, and that's good. And that Pat Tillman was killed. I don't know, Kurt's going to do a story on Infowars.com about it. People could say, well, what are you doing, advocating people doing that? No, I'm not advocating that. But desperate times mean desperate measures, don't they? Is that a desperate measure? We have like an oligarchy of Hitlers running our country, and we're not going to do whatever it takes to get attention? I saw an article out of Phoenix, Arizona, where they did a little banner hang with Republican and Democrats, the donkey and the elephant, and it said, two parties creating tomorrow's problems. And they're up there peacefully putting it up on an overpass. They send a SWAT armored vehicle to them. And the SWAT team jumps out. Because that's what the SWAT team's for. They want to clear out the prisons of violent offenders. There's actually government handbooks on this from Eastern Europe to put the political prisoners in it. I was watching Clockwork Orange again yesterday. And they send in the new prime minister, the Secretary of the Interior's man, and the Secretary of the Interior comes into the prison. They're looking for somebody to do this Pavlovian brainwashing on them to stop violence. It takes your free will away. It's operant conditioning. And he says, I don't care, Warden, what you think about this. We've got to empty these prisons of violent offenders to put political prisoners in them. That's a Stanley Kubrick film from the 60s. It's all about psychopaths running government. What a genius Kubrick was. The stuff's real. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I want to go to some calls here, but continuing to look at this then, you predicted this happening, so where does it go from here? Every time they employ another country and get tens of trillions for that, then it only accelerates the next country. So we know they engineered it. They're being praised as, look at how Goldman Sachs took over. A banking dictatorship. Yeah, that's Time Magazine today. Can the U.S. Federal Reserve help save Europe's banks? That means taxpayer money. So while we're being lectured by Republicans about cutting old ladies, Social Security and how great that's going to be, and they're scapegoating welfare queens and people who I'm not for, but they're the least of our problems. What about all this? I mean, how far are they going to go? What does this signify for hyperinflation, Bob Chapman?
Well, first of all, they brought in this team. We have three members, Dragnea, Monti, and Papaloise, or whatever his name is from Greece. And these are people who come in, they call them technocrats, and what they are is all bankers. It's just another word for banker. And they brought them in because they get serious trouble. And what they're going to have to do is cut loose the six problem nations. They'll have to go bankrupt, default, and come back to their own currency, probably at 50% of what the euro's worth. Some of them may choose to go 75% default. And the reason for that is for the solvent group in the eurozone, in order for them to take those six countries sideways, say for the next 2 years, it's going to cost $6 trillion. They don't have it. Their people in their country don't want to put it up. It may bankrupt them. So they're going to have 8 or 10 or 11 members of the eurozone. The rest of them will be gone. And they expect that they're going to be able to put together a stronger eurozone. Well, in this crisis period, what Germany is doing, their leadership, Mrs. Merkel and Schauble, the finance minister, what they're trying to do is interject legislation to be passed by the Bundesrat and the Bundestag, and they want them to give up their sovereignty to make fiscal decisions within their own countries. Once they've got that accomplished, if they can, then they can sort of button down all of Europe. Well, number one, those other countries that are going to go down, they'll go down over the next, perhaps 6 months. Maybe it'll take a year. In the meantime, they'll be trying to bolster what's left of the Eurozone. It's not going to work. And the main reason why is that they're going to have to absorb all this debt as these other countries default. And then on top of that, they're going to have to ring circle, accumulate the circle of wagons, so to speak, and bail out every bank in Europe because they're all broke. Now, that alternative is monetizing and extremely inflationary. And they don't want that, but they're going to get it anyway. And that should make the wheels fly off the Eurozone. How long? Probably a year or two. Nothing happens overnight. I keep on reading, oh, the end is near. Well, I've been listening to that for years.
Well, they're saying the end is near, terrorizing everybody every week to get trillions more as they try to depress the economy while inflating. And they think those two will balance each other out. But at the same time, all they're doing is enraging the population and waking them up. And what's this new exercise of Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, London Independent, London Telegraph, going, yes, it's global government by the bankers, and yes, the euro's authoritarian, and yes, it's secretive, and yes, it's deceptive. And I mean, it seems like they're trying to psychologically inoculate us now. It's like a coming out of the closet of world government and selling the idea that they will fix it when everyone knows they're the ones that did it. I mean, there's got to be some point where take Corzine. I mean, even if they told him he could do this, take now $3 billion. It was $600 million a week ago. And I told people it would go up. I mean, it might end up being the whole $6.5 million that they went bankrupt with. I mean, who knows? Now they just buy up companies, steal the assets. The looting has reached crescendo levels, Bob Chapman. I mean, it's just insane.
It's conditioning, exactly the way you put it. And that's what they're doing. We're running so far ahead of them now in informing people throughout the world. They are forced to admit what they're doing. Goldman Sachs, world government, and so on and so forth. And one of the things about Europe is that most of the people who are bankers, technocrats, politicians, bureaucrats, they're all for world government, almost exclusively. And they always hark back to the Second World War. If we have world government, we're not going to have any wars. Well, they forgot about the guys running around with the machine guns who were herding them into camps. They've gone through that before. This is just a different way of getting there. And so that's why the docility reigns in Europe, and the bankers are so powerful that they're being allowed to lead people around by the nose, and now it's conditioning time. Because we've exposed what they're doing, now they have to go on and say, well, these people are going to fix everything. And, of course, as you say, Alex, these are the people that caused the problem. And there's a lot of people who know that now. And I don't think this is going to fly. But that's a position in there, and they have screwed up royally in Europe. And I don't think it's by design.
Well, they'd always planned to implode things and consolidate power, so they're going with that plan. But did they not keep control of all their wolves running the hedge funds and Ponzi ops? Where did they go wrong in all this? They just got too greedy?
Too greedy. And it's this brazen arrogance that they have that nobody in the world can do what they do because they know more than anybody else about what's going on. And that's it. It's a combination of those things, and that's why they do what they do. I mean, you've talked to these people. I talk to them. I never let them know who I am. You don't have that advantage. And you can learn an awful lot from people by they not knowing what your agenda is. And so I just kind of skip around the world and find important people and get them into conversations, and I get a lot of information that way.
They're not as arrogant as they used to be, though, Bob. They put on an arrogant countenance, but I wish they were still arrogant because that means they're not as aware. I don't think that they're as arrogant as they used to be, Bob?
Well, I don't very often disagree with you, Alex, but I think they're more arrogant now than they were before. And they have to put up that facade in order to think that they're the masters of the universe, and you're supposed to accept that. They're pushing the situation that they're in, and their powerful control of it as hard as possible.
Well, Bob, sure. I mean,
they're buried. I mean, there's no way financially they can get out unless more money is created, and that's the only way they can keep this machine going.
Sure, Bob. I mean, I know that there's a lot of arrogance, mid-level, high-level, low-level. You got TSA guys who constantly are getting caught raping people in uniform because I think the uniform means, well, I'm above the law. My administrative right is to sodomize you. I mean, I understand that that was in the news just the other day. All of this stuff is going on. I understand that. And just like Hitler in the bunker constantly in the last few months thought that, you know, he was saved and some magic thing had happened. But I don't know. I mean, I see people like Brzezinski and others raising the alarm and saying we're in trouble. I mean, I see the White House regulations are saying we're in trouble. I do see some of their technocrats warning them. I mean, certainly that's going on.
Well, the government just came out 2 weeks ago and said, and this debt was $150 billion in June. It's now $670 billion. What is that? That is the amount of credit default swaps that have been written this year. That's the total of them. Now, what do those things do? They insure bankers who have bought these bonds in Europe that if they go bankrupt, that those bonds will be paid for by the credit default swap insurance writers in New York City. Well, if all six of them go under, first of all, the banks in New York are broke. They're running two sets of books. Secondly, and more importantly, how are they going to pay this money? They can't. Unless, of course, all of a sudden we have another TARP and they say, well, you know, the Federal Reserve says, you know, here's $700 billion. Go fix that thing up. They may do that.
All right, Bob, I want to take a couple phone calls here for you, but just maybe do 5 minutes of overdrive so I can get to everybody that's at least holding, and I appreciate everybody holding. Briefly, U.S. warship aircraft carrier now at the coast of Syria after the Russians put a ship there. They're talking about non-military bombing, which is more Orwellian speak. We really live in Orwellville. And they met to discuss the unconfirmed crimes of the Syrian regime in Egypt, while their Western-backed military machine guns people on the street and tortures people en masse. So, I mean, it's like we're planet hypocrisy or something. It's reached absurdist levels, Bob.
Well, I think if the United States chooses with NATO to go into Syria, Russia is going to get involved. And it could be the beginning of a third world war.
So what is Russia going to do? I mean, they've said don't cross that red line. That's a quote. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, they'll challenge aircraft coming into the country, into this no-fly zone that happened to belong to NATO. And they'll shoot them down. And incidentally, the Russian equipment of all kinds is just as good as what America's got. And their pilots are just as good. So the United States is going to pay a big price for this one because they sent in 20 planes and they lose half of them. I don't think there's going to be a lot of happy people. And even if Russia loses half of them, they really could care less. This is a very, very important port that they've got here. It's their jumping off point for their naval operations.
It's their only Mediterranean. It's their only Mediterranean port, and it's absolutely strategic. This and Russia sees this encirclement that's going on. And, of course, China's teamed up with the globalists. Do you agree Chinese are teamed up with the globalists against Russia?
I suspect it, but I don't know it. It's something I can't firmly say yes.
Amazing. But, I mean, it just shows they just keep taking country down after country by having rebels that they have attacked. And when the country tries to fight the rebels, they call them peace activists. I mean, what do you make of them openly giving Libya to al-Qaeda and admitting it? And I bring this up to good old boys. All over the country, I see signs saying, we'll never forget 9/11. So I go in a barbecue place, and they've got you know, all this stuff festooning everywhere. And I go in and I say, when I'm getting the barbecue, I say, hey, I see your sign. Are you concerned about Al-Qaeda being given control of Libya? They're like, huh? I don't want to talk about it. I mean, they just want to act tough and, like, get upset about Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, okay, well, our government's working with Al-Qaeda. They don't want to hear it, though, Bob. They just want Al-Qaeda to be given the basis.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's just an extension of the CIA and the U.S. government. And that will continue to go on here, there, and everywhere, so to speak. And they're going to probably push things. I don't know how quickly it'll happen in Syria. Things always take longer than, you think that they will. But I expect that because they've gone in with this new supply zone, I would think that probably 2 or 3 months they might make a move.
All right, Bob Chapman is our guest. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We're going to take your phone calls on this segment, the next, and that's it for this broadcast. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Social engineers don't want us to realize that you can't make a deal with this system. It is attacking everybody. Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. Sean in Tennessee, thanks for holding patiently. Good to hear from you worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I talked to you back in August. I was in law enforcement for about 10 years, and I just wanted to make a couple quick points. It might help the protesters or other people when they protest to quit asking for their rights. Maybe if they put up billboards or something at their protest stating the first, second, Fourth, Fifth Amendments on the billboard so that it's plain for the officers to see so that they cannot act in good faith and violate those laws without it being in the forefront of the media.
Well, yeah, and then they're also having elements of Occupy Wall Street that's been proven to be George Soros controlled, and he's now admitting he's funded a bunch of the stuff in the Middle East going on, to where they ban my website and things, and they ban Ron Paul stuff, so they're just as bad as the police arresting him for their First Amendment. And they also do things like trying to occupy stores, go into private events with Ron Paul, to then make everybody turn against him. See how it's designed to turn everybody against the First Amendment? It's just like they hired fake hippie groups to spit on troops getting off airplanes for photo ops in the 60s and 70s. This is a psyop. Go ahead.
Well, again, if you put the law right there in front of everybody for any camera to catch it, it takes the argument away. Everybody always argues the First Amendment or Second Amendment. Most people don't even read the Constitution. A case in point of that would be my father-in-law yesterday. I was over at his house, and I sent him an email through Facebook about a 9/11 director's cut, and I asked him if he had even seen it. And he said, oh, that's all a bunch of crap. I said, oh, so you watched it? And he said, no, I don't need to watch it. It's all a bunch of crap. But they, you know, they shut the dialogue down before they even entertain the other part of the view. So, I mean, to get the information out, to force the conversation is what's needed, because most people don't even want to entertain the thought. Just like,
well, the way to approach it is you explain that it's the truth. There are criminal elements that are financing terrorist groups. Hey, father-in-law, you heard they've given Libya to Al-Qaeda. Let me show you a CBS News headline, Al-Qaeda flag flying over Libya. Show him that first, and then he'll be like, wow. Now, he'll do one of two things. He'll either get mad and say, I still don't care, or he'll say, wow, tell me more. But you've at least got a chance showing them something like that. I mean, that's one thing concerning Bilderberg Group this last meeting this year in Switzerland we got from Jim Tucker, is the fact that it's come out that their force on the ground is Al-Qaeda. That they do. They are scared of that Al-Qaeda works for NATO. Anything else you'd like to add?
Real quick, also, I haven't seen this guy for about 3 years, but he was a DA buddy of mine. He's a real good guy, but he saw me in the store, and he didn't say, hey, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while. He said, I noticed you post all that Ron Paul stuff on your Facebook, and I said, well, I like him. He's a good guy. And he said, well, somebody has to. And I said, well, he believes in freedom, the Second Amendment. He wants to bring the troops home. He wants to correct our financial issue. I said, are those not good things? He said, I believe in some of that. I'm thinking, some of that? How can you just believe in some of those things?
Well, a lot of people that work for the system have been sold that, well, we've got to have a little tyranny to keep things going. Yeah. You know, again, you've seen the law enforcement magazines where do you torture somebody to stop a terror attack? It's all this fantasy that the video games are where now you kill cops to stop them from making a mistake and detonating the bomb. You know, it's the situational ethics. I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, take us out to the next segment here. What's your take on what he was just saying?
Well, I think there's some validity to it. And I think law enforcement in general understands these things. You've got certain people in there, and you've always had them in there, that are going to cause problems. And whether they are sent to do that or whether that's of their own making remains to be seen. And it's probably a combination of both. The exposure that is being given to the Bilderberger types, Goldman Sachs.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute. I want to hear this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.